Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka.
All right, here we go. One full hour, your opportunity to give us a shout at 1-877-332-8255. Text lines open and busy already. Phone lines wide open for you as well. What's on your mind? Bugs and Hugs every Friday for one full hour. Let us know what's bugging you. We got lots of them coming in on the text line. And it covers a variety of different topics, which is what I love the most about this, because every once in a while, someone will call in with a bug and you're like, yeah, that bugs me too. And I know this first one I'm going to read, you'll have an opinion on it. One way or the other, you may agree, you may not. So first of all, Gord from Weyburn, I'm going to start with Gord's hug for Marlo Pritchard, who we just heard from. Marlo's the president of the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency. So a hug for Marlo and everyone fighting the wildfires. The firefighters are true heroes. Marlo is a true leader. That's Gord in Weyburn. Here's Gord's bug. And this is one, I've talked about this with a handful of people because this became a news topic this week. And if you are a hockey fan, you are going to fall into one of two categories on this. You're not going to be in the middle. You're going to fall on one of two categories. It's about the damage to the Stanley Cup. So this is what Gord says from Weyburn. My bug today is with the Florida Panthers. Lord Stanley's Cup has been damaged again this year. It is not surprising, as we hear about it getting damaged almost every year by the immature boys that won it by playing a game. They behave like kids. We put up the good dishes when the kids come to the house. I say we replace the Stanley Cup with a sippy cup and give these immature boys their very own sippy cup that they can damage. The Stanley Cup is put up where only adults should have access to it. The part that makes me the most sick about this is that these kids look like drunken fools. So Gord from Weyburn is quite strong in his stance that a dent, a ding, a damage to the Stanley Cup bothers him. Here's what I pulled up. 1962, the cup accidentally dropped into a bonfire by Toronto Maple Leaf players during a celebration at a teammate's cottage. It had to be repaired after being scorched. 1987, Edmonton Oilers' Mark Messier reportedly dented the cup when he tried to take it into bed with him. Weird, but okay. 1991, Pittsburgh Penguins' Mario Lemieux and his teammates accidentally dropped the cup into a swimming pool. 93, Montreal Canadian players allegedly used the cup as a flower pot, later damaged and needed repairs. 2008, Detroit Red Wings' Chris Draper's baby reportedly pooped in the cup. No physical damage. It was a memorable incident that required a thorough cleaning. 2018, Washington Capitals players dented the bowl during celebrations, had to be sent back for repairs after the public rally. 2021, Tampa Bay Lightning celebrations led to a noticeable dent in the bowl of the cup, quickly sent to Montreal for repairs. The point is, Gord's right. This does happen time and time again. Is it surprising that it happens? Not really. The amount of time that cup gets handed over, thrown in the air. Now, you know, they constantly are doing repairs to the cup. They take rings off as they add new names to it. They have to take rings off and they find themselves in the Hockey Hall of Fame. I tend to not be bugged by this. I mean, unless it's an outright disgrace to the Stanley Cup, which I'm not thinking happens. I guess maybe from time to time it does, some of those stories I just read. But, you know, it slips out of someone's hands. It bumps against a table. It's maybe that's part of the lore of the Stanley Cup. Each one of those little dents and dings tells a story, tells a message. It is still one of the rare cases where that original trophy, although it's got some adaptations to it through the years just to allow room for more names to be added, it is still being presented. Are you bugged by that? 1-877-332-8255. Chris in Cornack. Good morning, Evan. It's Trucker Chris from Cornack. I've been waiting for bugs and hugs all week because I'm extremely bugged that Carney is giving Ukraine $4.6 dollars. We have so many things in this country that that money could have went to. Chris, if you held that rage all week for Bugs and Hugs, there's no way I couldn't avoid your text. So happy to get you on. 1-877-332-8255. El Marie and Kipling says a big hug to all the 2025 graduates. Yeah, there's tons. Grade 8 grad. I know a couple of people had grade 8 grads last night. And of course, high school graduations from grade 12 have been happening over the last month and a half as well. So I'm with you, El Marie. Big hug to all of the 2025 graduates. Okay, I'm going to read another one here. Evan, just following up on your discussion with Marlo Pritchard. Again, Marlo's the president of the SPSA. I'd like to send a big hug out to the Candle Lake Citizens on Patrol Program Group. Diligently patrolled the community while it was evacuated. Their efforts helped prevent looting while property owners were away, and that was greatly appreciated. And I'm telling you, every community and every, as our buddy Belton would say, nook and cranny of this province has incredible stories. And so I love that people are taking this opportunity to send those hugs out. So a big hug to the Candle Lake Citizens on Patrol program for a job well done. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Okay, here we go. Lloyd in Prince Albert, thanks for calling in. Happy Friday, Lloyd. What do you got for me?
You bet. Happy Friday, sir. One of each, a big hug to everybody that woke up this morning. You have a great day. Do something with it.
I like that. Motivational on this Friday, Lloyd. I love it.
Hey, you bet. Sounds old, Ridergate. But what bugs me is the hockey coverage. Why do we need 8 commentators?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, right? Like, we've grown the number, haven't we?
Well, what it really bugs me is when the guy's going out back on the ice for the next period and the guy says to him, well, you're down a couple goals. Like, what do you have to do? Well, geez, I don't know, score maybe 3.
And every once in a while, Lloyd, you hear a player come out with that kind of obvious comment, don't you?
Oh, once in a while, sir, you bet.
All right, Lloyd, I'm with you. I'm with you. It seems like we're ever increasing the number. You got the 4 on the panel. You got the play-by-play announcer and the color commentator. Then they throw it often to David Amber and Elliot off to the side. I mean, there's kind of all of these different. Yeah, it's gotten quite broad. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs is here for you on this Friday. What's on your mind? Tom in Dundurn. Here's my bug. I live in the RM of Dundurn, and yet the municipality is divided into 2 halves by the Dundurn military camp and the community pasture. There's no road directly across to the west side for those of us living in the east side without a 40-mile drive. I think Tom has talked to us about this before. It's only 9 miles as the crow flies. The military permanently closed the only access after the attack on Parliament Hill. Our municipality brags about the world-class golf course and casino, and yet there's no way to get there without a long road trip. It's an interesting one, Tom. Keep your fight up with the municipality, and always appreciate you texting in to the show. 1-877-332-8255. Len in Saskatoon is bugged by people blaming the government for losses in a forest fire. Blame the people that start the fire, says Len. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. It is Bugs and Hugs, whatever you would like to talk about. I have to say, if I'm just doing a quick random sampling, it seems as like more people are not bugged by dents to the Stanley Cup as people that are. The odd one says it's disrespectful to the cup. I feel like, and I mean, if you're a diehard hockey fan, you'll know this as well as me. Those people that win, those players that win that Stanley Cup have for their whole life envisioned nothing more than that. That's the pinnacle of their career. And if they do it more than once, good on them. I can't imagine they do anything but respect that cup. That said, you're sweaty, your hands are sweaty, you're on the ice, you're taking it to your community, you're handing it off to 1,000 people. Little accidents happen. If you're being out and out disrespectful to it, then yeah, that's a different thing. But generally speaking, most people are saying, yeah, you know what? Those dents add character. They tell stories. That's got a long storied past, that Stanley Cup, and this just continues to add to it. 1-877-332-8255. Let's take our first break. Bugs and Hugs goes right until 11 o'clock, so all kinds of time for you to give me a shout. What's bugging you? What's on your mind? Let me know here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Super duper! That's nice!
That's awesome!
Way to go! Neato, gang!
Oh, that is you coward son of a bitch!
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
I always chuckle. Because what ends up happening is people become bugged by other people that are calling in with bugs and hugs. So Nick in Saskatoon, we just had a texter who was upset about the amount of money Canada is spending on support for the Ukraine. Nick in Saskatoon says, I have a bug against people who don't see that despite our issues, we have a great country and have the means to help others, and that Russian success in Ukraine adversely affects us here in Canada. Helping Ukraine helps us. Says Nick. Gavin in Saskatoon. Evan, I am done with our city council. It's the same dog and pony show, all talk, no action. He goes on to say, in Ward 4, I've asked and asked my counselor and sent numerous emails in regard to questions and concern, and I get ghosted. How is this allowed? People have questions entitled to answers. That's the job. Come on. We need and deserve better. Gavin, thanks for the text. There, actually, I got a text or I got a message on Facebook from Denise, basically with similar concerns in Regina. So Denise says, we have a city manager earning over $300,000 a year who's on leave with no explanation. We've seen the city manager's chief of staff, who earned $192,000, fired and walked out of City Hall, along with two other employees from the city manager's office. Not a peep as to why. We have a missing chief of police who is the second highest paid person in the city of Regina. No word on why he is gone and why we have an interim chief of police. We have a counselor for Ward 8 who doesn't reply to emails, rarely ever attends council or committee meeting. And again, no word, no explanation. Just raise our taxes and raise all the fees. Denise is frustrated. This is not right. 1-877-332-8255. This is Bugs and Hugs. So whatever is on your mind, that's where we can go. In fact, let's go to Kirk in Saskatoon. Kirk, what's your bug today?
Well, just a comment on the Stanley Cup. I don't know. Let them bend it up. Let it get damaged. It can always be repaired. Those boys worked pretty hard to get that cup, so let them loose. My comment is with city and highways. Guardrails are supposed to be in place for safety, driver safety, and yet you drive around the city of Saskatoon, I'll bet I could count 20 damaged guardrails, and it's the first part of it. They're jagged metal sticking out. These were damaged over the winter time, early summer, and they still haven't repaired them yet. So many traffic signs down. They just don't repair these things in a timely manner.
Mm. Yeah, I actually, it's funny you say that, because I was coming back. I went yesterday for a tour of the synchrotron at the university, where I'm going to talk about that actually in a second. But I noticed there was two traffic signs close to Preston that were both laying flat on the ground. It looks like, I don't know if they'd been hit by a vehicle or what, but fair point on the guardrails and the signs, Kirk. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. I am going to give a hats off to the crew at the Canadian Light Source. Yesterday, able to go for a tour there in the afternoon. Bill, Ingrid, Sandra, Greg. Oh my gosh, what a great tour. This is one of those things. How many times on this show do we talk about the synchrotron, right? We'll bring in people that have done pieces of research, sometimes from anywhere in Canada, the United States, or even around the world. Come to Saskatchewan, use the only synchrotron this country has, which is here in the province, in Saskatoon at the university. Come in here to use it. I feel like we're all proud of this facility, but in many ways, we don't completely comprehend what it does. I don't for a second profess to tell you after a short tour yesterday that I now completely understand what it does. But I can tell you it is impressive. It is a world-class facility. It's one that, again, Bill and Ingrid, Sandra and Greg, those that took us on the tour yesterday, were so proud of what goes on there. We got to see some of the incredible advancements in agriculture and mining and just literally pulling the world apart in a different way. because we have the ability to have this Canadian light source here. So thank you so much for the tour, and thanks again for being gracious and giving us some of your time yesterday afternoon. Let's go back to the phone line, 1-877-332-8255. I want to go to Noah in Melfort next. How are you today, Noah?
Not so bad.
That's good. You got a hug for me. What is it?
I got a hug for Doug Ford. He's someone that makes me angry many times, and then someone that I can't help but agree with. And I think this goes out to his most recent rant where he talked about the frustrations that all of us have with the amount of break-ins we have and our inability to defend ourselves and all that.
Yep.
So it was just nice to hear a politician kind of just ranting, speaking his mind and saying what we all are thinking.
It is kind of refreshing when that happens, isn't it, Noah?
It is.
Yeah.
And like our justice system, even calling out the judges, because man, it's frustrating when you see someone that commits an offense and then they get next to nothing for a punishment for it. So just
awesome.
Nice to hear someone actually saying what they're thinking and what we're all thinking.
Appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us, Noah. 1-877-332-8255. We're getting a lot of talk on the text line about the water bomber situation. We just had Marlo Pritchard on, the president of the SPSA, to talk about and try and help us understand the complexity that they deal with when trying to get these grounded bombers back into the air. And I think the danger of getting them in the air if they're not safe, obviously. I got Kerry on the line from Saskatoon. You had something on your mind with regard to these bombers. What is it, Kerry?
Well, if there isn't a qualified pilot and people to fly these bombers, that's a valid reason.
Right.
That's like if you need a surgery and there's not a qualified surgeon to do it, would you just say take Tom, Dick, and Harry off the street and say, here, get your surgery done by them?
Right.
And they're lucky that no one, these people that have intentionally set these fires, that no one has been killed in them.
Yeah, I think that every day, Kerry. I feel like we're not focusing enough on those that are intentionally doing this, or even those that maybe do it not intentionally, but need to be more aware of the, obviously, the tragedy that can follow from their actions. So I appreciate your call. We have water bomber pilots here, but this new plane requires some specialized training. And so as Marlo talked about, the pilots that we have would have to come down from the air using the existing older water bombers in order to take the time to train on the new one before they could get it up in the air and operational. So a decision was made, and these are tough decisions, but a decision was made to keep them up in the air in the older bomber planes. When they get enough of a break and they can bring one down, get the training they need so they can get that new one up in the air, it will happen. 1-877-332-8255. We're going to take another break. Don't be deterred if you're waiting on the phone line. I'm going to get to you, and we've got lots of texts coming in as well. Bugs and Hugs goes right till 11 o'clock. Lots of time left here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
They're running out of you.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Bug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
We have got no shortage of people weighing in on the text line today that, for whatever reason, it's a texting kind of day, I guess. 1-877-332-8255. If you want to give us a call, we've got a couple of open lines, which is rare on Bugs and Hugs, but we do. So more than welcome to give us a shout at 1-877-332-8255. A text from Colleen in Buena Vista who's saying, what bugs me is I don't feel like people are paying attention to the EV mandate from Carney and the Liberals. This mandate, brackets dictatorship, Colleen says, is going to be the law in 6 months. I don't think people are paying attention until it's too late. EV mandate is serious government overreach. I want my freedom to choose. So we've been working on, and I'm hoping that maybe in the next week or so we can get in a guest or two to talk a little bit about what is going on with electric vehicles. You and I have talked about this on this program many times, the unrealistic deadlines that are out there. I'm fine with government wanting to put forward incentives if people want to lean into electric vehicles or look at a hybrid or something like that. Have at her, fill your boots. It's that, well, I think as Colleen puts it, It's the overreach. It's saying it has to happen by this date. Those unrealistic timelines are something that you and I have talked about a number of times. And so I appreciate very much the texts and the thoughts on that. And just so you know, we are working on it for sure, trying to get guests on the show in the next while to dig into that a little bit. Okay, let's go to the phone line. I want to grab this call from Phil in Saskatoon. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for being patient, Phil, through the break. What's your bug today?
Yes, it's a relatively small thing, but in Saskatoon here, our Kinsman Park, it should be a service that's available to just about everybody, and it used to be at one time. But now you go to the park, it's, I think to go on a ride is $3.25. And if the adult goes with them, it's $7.50. And that's not affordable for everybody.
Mm.
Like, fortunately, I can afford it, but there's so many in the city that would enjoy it and just can't take advantage of it for that reason. We subsidize so many things in the city, and, I think that's, a bad way to, you know,
recoup some costs. It is a gem, isn't it, Phil? I mean, I hear nonstop. I was just talking with my son and daughter-in-law saying I'd love to take the grandkids there. It is a gem in the city, and so we should be doing what we can to let all people access it, is what you're saying.
That's right.
Yeah. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much, Phil. 1-877-332-8255. Let's stay in Saskatoon. Just go to a different phone line. I got Ken on the line. Bug or hug today, Ken?
It's going to be a hug, because when a politician does something right, you have to hug them for it, and maybe they'll do another one.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Okay, I'd like to hug Premier Mo and for taking us off the road to serfdom by extending the our coal-generating power. It's cheap, it's abundant, and it's reliable. The three things that we want in an energy system, and especially in this climate. So thank you so much.
There's a lot of people. Thanks for that, Ken. There's a lot of people that are definitely have strong opinions on this. I'm going to say, and maybe it's just the demographic of people that I get to interact with every day, but there's a lot of people that call in and texted in, into this program yesterday saying that they are 100% behind the decision. They 100% support the provincial government saying we are actually going to expand the life of these coal mines because it's our resource. It is here. It is. It doesn't cost us near as much as if we were to try and put together new, for example, energy generating systems like gas. And it's basically a means to an end to get us to nuclear. And we heard that confirmation from Minister Harrison yesterday as well. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to take another call on the phone line. I got Blair in Saskatoon. A bug or a hug today, Blair?
Thanks for taking my call. I've got a bug, and it ties into two things that are roughly the same. I'm bugged that Doug Ford was getting flack for making a comment that things have to be different out in with the indigenous people out east. He talked about coming back hat in hand each time, looking for more money when you've got gold mines, diamond mines, critical mineral mines. You've got to start using this stuff. I think these discussions need to happen. I'd like to see it happen in our city. I'm looking at a 17-18% tax increase to my bill in the next couple of years. And a lot of this money is going to more police, more homeless shelters, more. And when we know 85 or 90% of the homeless people are coming from the reserves into our city, we can help where we can, but why aren't the chiefs with the billions of dollars that they're given every year, hundreds of billions of dollars, why aren't they doing more to help their people? We always hear about this divisiveness, their people. Well, why don't you kick in some dollars? Why am I paying out of my tax dollars for a city that's deteriorating every day, and it's just more money? You give us more money, but we're not going to spend any money to help our people out.
1-877-332-8255. In my years in Regina as the chief, I can tell you we had many joint meetings when we were dealing with issues. Part of the challenge is if you're dealing with, let's talk about homelessness, let's talk about the drug issue. There's a variety of these kind of wicked problems that cities are dealing with. Often there is a a high representation of people from indigenous communities there. It's not 100%, but it's disproportional. And that's part of, I think, some of the challenges that we've got to overcome in this province. We definitely have seen indigenous leaders at the table. So when you put together a group trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do with, let's say, the homelessness situation, indigenous leaders are often at the table. I think when the rubber hits the road, how are we paying for it? And that's the point that my last caller is bringing up. That's one where you don't always see a level of financial responsibility following kind of that representation of people. So it's a fair comment. It's open for discussion, and I think it's one that probably happens behind closed doors more often than we know. 1-877-332-8255. Lots to talk about today, Bugs and Hugs. It's literally anything on your mind, and Larry in Saskatoon has got something for me. What is it?
Yeah, it's the regulations to restrict bear spray. Maybe are they under pressure from the bear lobby? I'm wondering here. There's all these stories that are funny that are here. You know, Trudeau, Protect Canada, he made prohibited muzzle-loading handguns, old cap-and-ball revolvers and flintlock pistols and cap-and-ball, you know, old pistols of that type, you know, and it worked actually, but retroactively, because, you know, you go back and it's been 100 years or, well, more than 100 years that they've been used in crime, so it worked retroactively.
I'm picking up your sarcasm this morning, but Larry, can I just ask, so you're not a fan of the new restrictions being brought forward by City Council in Saskatoon, requiring people to essentially give their name, show ID if they're wanting to buy bear spray?
I'm old school, as you are, anyone old enough to remember when we had social sanctions against young criminals, juveniles, and that would be shaming and teaching morality in school, and everyone did it, and, you know, there would be ministers and priests who would talk about morality in the public space. All that's been banned. And then what else has happened? Well, being a criminal, if you're under 18, you don't get any really sentences that's going to dissuade you. So you've got, what, from 13 to 18? What, that's 5 years to become a hardened criminal. Mm. And then Doug Ford comes out and does, this is funny. He was talking about we need the castle doctrine for people to protect themselves in their homes, which, part of common law we had up until, well, this lawyer was writing, I saw an article in 2013 that got changed. Anyway, and then Doug Ford says he thinks it would be right to raise money for the legal fees of that fellow in Ontario who, I don't know, fired a gun in the air to dissuade some, you know, people were trying to steal his vehicles, and maybe, you know, should he have used a bear banger instead? I don't know.
Well, it's you're wanting to bring some common sense and some old school practice back into the way in which we handle modern day problems, Larry. In some ways, I think probably makes some good sense, although the train has probably left the station on many of those things. And certainly with regard to the Youth Criminal Justice Act, I don't see us making any steps backward in how we deal with it. So I will be having the mayors of both Regina and Saskatoon on. So I do expect to talk with Mayor Block about these bear spray changes, the bylaw there, and what they hope to accomplish with that. Do I have time for one more? Yeah, we'll take one more call before the break. I want to grab this call from John in Turtleford, because we've had many people expressing their pleasure with the provincial government's announcement that they're going to extend the use of coal for power generation in the province, but not everyone agrees with it. John, where are you at on this issue?
Definitely against it. We're not living in the 18th century anymore, Evan. And every generation coming from now on, well, they're already being affected by climate change. Right now, Wabkanoo there's a contract ending from Clean Hydro that Manitoba has so much of. Why doesn't Saskatchewan, when we're talking about the lowering the provincial you know, disputes between provinces. Let's have an energy corridor that means electrification by hydropower. We've got BC to the west of Alberta. We've got Manitoba to the east. To me, when we talk in energy corridors, that means electrification. And to be doing this with coal makes absolutely no sense.
So let me just ask this question, because I don't know the answer to it. But if we were able to do that with hydro diversion, we could generate power, we could form some sort of an agreement with Manitoba, with BC, but the cost was significantly greater, or maybe I'll just say greater than using coal. Are you still in favor of it?
Well, I'm still in favor of it because we're talking going down the nuclear route, which is the most expensive way to boil a pot of water. Like, yeah, it works, but they're still working on these small nuclear reactors, and this is a long-term, a long ways ahead.
Mm, you're right.
And we're talking billions of dollars. So here we already have electrical grid set up with SaskPower. We've got Manitoba wanting, they're taking a contract and shipping it to Nunavut because it's ending with the U.S. So why are we sitting here on our behinds and not talking to them?
Okay, well, I'm marking down some of these conversations. The next time I have the premier on, these are really good conversations. We had Minister Harrison on yesterday explaining why they wanted to extend coal. It is, number one, it's something we have plenty of. It's something that we own. It's a resource that we own. And much like uranium, which when that transition happens, and John is absolutely right, this transition is not happening for quite some time yet, but it is again going to be a resource that we have plenty of. And with Cameco owning part of Westinghouse, you'd hope that maybe in Saskatchewan we would be able to benefit from some of that local and provincial government and public partnerships that could go forward from that. Okay, let's take a break. 1-877-332-8255. Back to finish up with Bugs and Hugs here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.
But give it up.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka.
We've got a couple of parking bugs coming in on the text line. Andy in Saskatoon said, I'm a student at the University of Saskatchewan. For the past few years, the only place in the university with free parking was Merlis Belcher Arena. This spring, you have to pay by phone. And now I pay up to $700 for a parking pass. Whew, that's a lot. Barb in Rosetown with some frustration at parking at Saskatoon City Hospital. Took 45 minutes to finally find a parking spot two blocks away. The south side parking lot is horrendous. Basically going on and asking, is there a plan for a parkade in the near future? The parking bugs are alive and well this morning. Let's go back to the phone line. Bonnie and Wadena, a hug for me. What is it?
Hi, a hug for you and for Damien.
Well, not me personally. I just meant you had a hug in general, Bonnie. Sorry.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Thanks.
Also, Damien Couric, he's a Alberta Conservative MP from Battleford Crossett, I believe.
Yes.
This man, he voluntarily gave up his seat in Parliament in order for Pierre Poilievre to run in a by-election. And he has a pension forthcoming, and he gave that up without being asked, and so he's obviously a true politician who's more concerned about the country than his pocketbook. So a big hug to him.
You know, and what also, yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Bonnie. I mean, the fact that he did this interview on Vashi Capello's show this week saying, you know, 4 months shy of getting his pension, and he's saying that they're not compensating him in any way. And yeah, he didn't get into politics for the pension. So good point.
Yes. And also, I'd like to hug the Conservatives, the Bloc, the NDP, and the Greens, because they are going to fight for us taxpayers to get back our $60 million that was spent on the ARRIVE CAM. And mm-hmm. I'd like everybody to know that every Liberal voted against it, 165 of them. So that's our Liberal government that we have in power. They're not.
You're right, though, Bonnie. That vote did pass, so there is going to be an attempt to recoup some of that money from the Arrive Can app. I've heard people say Arrive Scam so many times. That's my inclination. Every time I say it, I'm going to say Arrive Scam. We'll leave it there. Bugs and Hugs, sorry to the people that we didn't get to. I will try and work in a few more of the texts throughout the show today, but we are going to be joined by Belton Johnson coming up just after 11 o'clock. Friday's here, which means it's eating time. Coming up next here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.